Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week I asked my wife a stupid question. I knew it was dumb as soon as it left my mouth, but then, as you know, it's too late. She'd come back from Washington, D.C. She had participated in the March for Life. And I'd seen in the local paper that there had been fewer protesters than in years past. And so the dumb question I asked her was, well, how big was the march? How many people were there? Her unfailingly kind response was, well, it's a little hard to tell the difference between 20,000 and 100,000 when you're in the middle of it. And so she didn't know how big the march was. She was just there, and she was in the middle of it, but she didn't exactly know what was going on. In fact, it was precisely because she was in the middle of it, she didn't exactly know what was going on. Have you noticed that we spend a lot of our lives in the middle of it? Not changes, of course. Sometimes we think we can see the big picture. We kind of know what's going on. We know where life is headed. But life in general is complicated, and Christian life is very complicated, and sometimes it's hard. There's lots of things to pay attention to. There's faith, there's love, there's hope, there's obedience, there's responsibility, and all around us, unending, unceasing, there are needs. Needs no matter where we look. And there's lots to do, and there's not even close to enough time or energy in which to do it. And there are lots of times when I am the worst person to answer the question, how's it going? Because I may not be sure of the answer, because I'm right smack in the middle of it. The middle of it, well, it could be any number of things. Could be just lots to do. That happens from time to time around here. Lots to do, too much to do, and then it sort of piles up and it's easy to lose my bearings and it feels like I'm on the bottom of the pile and it's hard to tell what's going on because I'm in the middle of it. Or it can be worse than that, more serious. You may be facing hard choices and you're not sure what the right thing is to do and you're in the middle of it. It might be a choice about how to carry out a relationship, how to change a relationship, maybe how to break off a relationship. It might be a hard choice about how to keep a promise that you made to a friend or to a family member or to a spouse or to God. Something needs to happen, but you're not sure what it is precisely because you're in the middle of it. And maybe the worst times of all for us, for me, might be the times when you honestly wonder if it's going anywhere at all. One thing for sure, you're working hard, but is anything really happening? Things don't seem to be changing. It might be your work, it might be your family, it might be your outreach to someone who doesn't believe in Jesus yet. But I can't get any clear direction. I can't see what's happening. I'm in the middle, and to be perfectly honest, it feels like I might have lost my way. I don't think I have, but it sure feels like it. Friends in Christ, the reading from Matthew 4 can be a blessing for us precisely because it is not a text from the middle. It's not from the middle. It comes from the beginning. Structurally, it's the beginning of the major section of the gospel according to St. Matthew. And thematically, it's the beginning of discipleship. These are the first disciples that Jesus calls, the four fishermen. There will be others later on, the tax collector and other tax collectors in chapter 9. And yes, later on in the gospel, in chapter 10, Jesus will kind of mark out different vocations among those who are his disciples. But at this point, he's just calling disciples. He's calling what we would call Christians to journey with him. And this is the beginning. And at the beginning, some things are very, very clear. And the blessing for us comes in this, that those things which are clear and true at the beginning are still true in the middle. They're still true in the middle. And they can carry us through until the end. Three things, then, from this text, this beginning text for us who are in the middle. Three things. First, the text is not about them. It's not about the fishermen. Now, we have lots of questions as we read and ponder this historical event. How much did they know about Jesus before he called them? How did they feel when he called them to leave family and business and father? How did the father feel when they left him? Did they ever go back? If they went back, how often? Was it hard for them? Were they scared? And on and on and on go our questions about them. We have a list, and I'd like you to take the list, roll it up, put it in your pocket, and don't look at it again. Because Holy Scripture does not want to answer those questions. The text is not about the fishermen. It's not about their dad. It's not about their reactions. It's not about them. And that means it's not about us. It's not about how we feel or how we don't feel, what we know or what we don't know. It's not about us at the beginning or in the middle. That's the first thing. It's not about us. The second thing is this. It's about Jesus and his call. Jesus said, come after me. And the emphasis is on the me, upon Jesus. Unlike other rabbis of the first century, Jesus does not take applications. He does not scrutinize qualifications. You do not approach him with your willingness or your determination or your skill or your ability. No, sir. Like Yahweh of old, he calls. And in his call, there is power to turn a man around. Power to turn a woman around and stand her up on her feet. Power to make us follow him. Did these fishermen know already everything that they would know about Jesus? Not hardly. But with the call comes this knowledge. He is the one. This Jesus is the one we've been waiting for, and so they followed, and they walked, and they stumbled, and they fell, and Jesus picked them up again, and they learned, over time, they learned that he was the Christ, the Son of God. They learned that he had come to give his life as the rescue payment, the ransom price, his life for their sins, to make them clean, and to bring them back to God. Now, when he called you at the beginning, did you know everything about him that you were going to know? Not hardly. For many of us, the call came through water and word that was poured upon a small, still slightly pointed head. For others, perhaps the call might have come a little bit later. Maybe after a time of wandering, lost, wasted time, the call came to come back to Jesus, who had first come in that water, or perhaps to come to him for the first time. But when you began, it wasn't about you. It was about him. You didn't choose him. He chose you. He did it in love, in pure, unadulterated, unexpected, perfect love. He washed you clean. He made you his to trust him and to follow. And that's how it was at the beginning. It was very clear. And that's how it is now in the middle. It's very clear. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus and his call. That's the second thing. And the third thing is this. It's about Jesus and his promise. He said, I will make you to be fishers of men. And in general, there you have it. That's the calling for all of us, to be fishers of men. Easy enough, right? But what about the specifics? What will it look like? How hard will it be? Where will it be? When will it be? Will it be in the office of the ministry? Will it be in some other office? How will this all work itself out? Where does the middle lead? I don't know. And some days it's pretty clear that you don't know either. But believe it or not, that's all right. Because you are his, and he wants you to be part of his mission, to catch fish, to fill the dragnet, to top off the granary, to bring others to join with him in the joy of his Father's kingdom on the great last day. And no matter how it happens exactly, he will make it happen. So that when you see your place in his plan to draw all people to himself, then you will know that he is keeping his promise. As it was in the beginning, is now in the middle, and ever shall be. Here in the middle, it's about Jesus and his call. He called you to be his. Here in the middle, it's about Jesus and his promise. He is shaping and using you to bring others to himself. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.